and welcome into our audiocast for this Monday, February 4th, 2008 from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you today by IFR Refresher, a monthly review of IFR rules and procedures designed to hone your skills and reinforce your knowledge. And we're speaking today with Dick Napinski, the Media and Public Relations Director at the Experimental Aircraft Association. Dick, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, we understand the museum has a big anniversary coming up.
It is. It's the 25th year the EAA Air Venture Museum has been open here in Oshkosh. Now, a lot of EAA members who may be listening in say, boy, that's been 25 years already since it opened up in late 1983. Indeed. And it's been added on to a couple of times, but it really has become one of the nation's and one of the world's leading aviation museums. There are maybe a half dozen aviation museums in the U.S. that are on that kind of level, and EAA certainly is one of them. So we're looking forward to a great year and continuing the legacy that really started when Paul Polbereisny started receiving airplanes from people back in the mid-1950s and storing them, and decided in the early 1960s down in the Milwaukee area, we ought to showcase some of these aircraft, and started a little steel building with a museum, and that grew. And when EAA moved up here in the early 1980s, well, the museum became what you see today here in Oshkosh.
Well, what are some of the featured events during the course of 2008?
Coming up on March 1st, we've got something that's a fundraiser for our development area. It's called Hops and Props. Great food, microbrews, wines, things like that. Usually draws nearly 1,000 people in for that.
Cool.
Also in March, we have something coming up called the Family Flight Fest. It's a great chance for families to come out and try their hands at a few things, at modeling, paper airplanes, aviation art, pedal planes, simulators, and everything. The museum transforms into that for the weekend, and that's always great. We have Pioneer Airport coming up in May. That'll be opening up, which is really a unique, interactive museum experience, because if you've always had a hankering to put on the leather helmet and the goggles and go off in an open cockpit biplane, you can do that at Pioneer Airport throughout the spring and summer and early fall months. So that's coming up. For school groups, we have thousands of kids come through here in field trips every year. We have things for them, such as Exploring Space Week, discovering more about aviation, a lot of field trips like that. So we have those coming up. Of course, during AirVenture, we open up the doors to the museum and have programs throughout. You know, some people say they love the museum during AirVenture, not only because of the programs, but because it's also air-conditioned and has flush toilets, which becomes a very highly valued commodity.
Absolutely.
Here at AirVenture, I think, during the course of the
no
year.
No doubt.
So, you know, those are just a few of the events, Mike, that really showcase the museum. And I think people can look forward to special events throughout the entire year, including during AirVenture, that celebrate the 25th anniversary of the museum being in Oshkosh.
Wow, that's just so cool. And AirVenture this year is sometime in July.
July 28th through August 3rd. It's the year where the calendar flips and we move into that last week of July and into the first few days of August. So we're already starting to put the preparations together for what's the 56th annual EAA fly-in.
And oh, my goodness.
There have been 56 of them and been here in Oshkosh since 1970, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Now, is the tower going to be operational this year?
Well, FAA said there is a possibility. You know, I think a lot of people were really impressed at what they saw last year. The tower cab is now up there. The big thing is going to be the technology, whether they can put all the things they need in a new air traffic control tower in there and get it operational by the time AirVenture rolls around. So there's a possibility that it could be operational by 2008. Other words, we're wait till 2009 to have that up and rolling.
All right, well, but you'll get folks in there one way or the other.
Oh.
Now, are there any big changes to the NOTAM this year that you're anticipating?
Not right now. The NOTAM, the Noticed Airman, is still under development, and that will be released, as it usually is, in late April, early May. And, of course, we always urge the pilots to read that very thoroughly, very carefully, to know exactly what to look for, how to fly the procedures coming into Oshkosh, and how to make a safe and proper departure. So those things, we don't anticipate any major revisions to it. You know, each year there are always some tweaks that enhance safety or enhance efficiency as far as air traffic coming in and out of Whitman Regional Airport and the surrounding airports as well, because when you have thousands of airplanes coming to one area with many people who may have not been in the area before, it's really essential that not only the pilots, but everybody here understands exactly what the procedures are and how to follow them.
Now, people thinking about making AirVenture this year need to be thinking about accommodations.
They do. And fortunately, we have accommodations from that go the entire gamut. Everything from camping in the campground. And I really do recommend that for a lot of people, whether you drive into Camp Scholar or bring the airplane and camp next to it. The people who do that tell us that there is really no culture like being in a campground with other folks, let's call ourselves aviation nuts, who are here at Oshkosh.
Because absolutely.
You get to come in, and I always say it doesn't matter. You can have somebody who's a machinist next to the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and they're camping next to one another. They don't know what each other does for a living, nor do they particularly care.
Isn't that great?
They're out there to enjoy the airplanes, to enjoy the world of aviation here at AirVenture. So I do recommend that. But for people who maybe camping is not their thing, we do have the Oshkosh Housing Hotline, and you can go to our website at airventure.org and check in with that about all the hotels that might be available in the area. Private housing, don't discount that. Some wonderful homes for rent for the entire week here in the Oshkosh area. In addition, there are dormitories. Four different universities open up their dormitories here in the area. And so if you're looking for low-cost accommodations, just a place to sleep for the week, well, they certainly can do that too. So there are a lot of opportunities out there. So check it out on the website and find what you might be most partial to, and then you can set up your accommodations for Oshkosh.
Now, do you have any performers that you have booked that you can release and want to tantalize us with a little bit?
Well, we do, and they are some of the best performers in the world. Some of them are favorites that we've seen in the past, people like Sean Tucker, and of course he's got his group now that includes his son, the Collaborators. They will be back this year. People like Patty Wagstaff and Gene Susi, the Aeroshell team. You know, John Moore has been with us in the past. And so we're continuing to build that schedule. They will be out there once again. And, of course, what we've been trying to do over the past few years is mix in some new performers that may be coming on the scene, as well as some interesting and different type of performances, maybe helicopter aerobatics, ultralights, things that some comedy acts and things like that, a few things that may harken back to the old barnstorming type show. All of those things are part of the air show, which is very, very popular. And, of course, many people come to see the Warbird Spectaculars. That maybe is one of the most popular air show questions we get every year, are what days are the Warbirds flying? And once again this year, they're flying every day except Thursday and Sunday during AirVenture Week. So 5 of the 7 days they're flying, and on Friday and Saturday, which I believe is August 1st and 2nd, they'll have the fully extended show with all the pyrotechnics. So that will be coming your way as well this year at AirVenture.
Wonderful. Back to the museum real quick. Now, that's open year-round, 7 days a week, I guess?
It is open year-round. There are only 4 days out of the year where it's not open, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Easter. But other than that, it's open every day. If you're an EAA member, you're always admitted free to the museum. And there are also family rates. If you'd like to bring the family, there are special discount rates to bring the entire family in. And so come out, enjoy the museum, open every day. It's a chance to walk around, learn about aviation, learn about aviation history, and find some other interesting things. Even if people have been here 5, 10, 15 years ago, they'll see an incredible amount of different things coming through. We just put up a brand new Rutan exhibit that honors the Rutan family and what they've accomplished right next to the Voyager and Spaceship One reproductions.
Wow.
That is right there.
Cool.
We are working on some new photo and artwork type exhibits that are going on. There are also, of course, the whole KidVenture area, lots of hands-on things for families and kids. So the museum really has grown to be an entity that takes in all ages. People can enjoy it. We've just redone the theater as well. New sound system, new lighting, brand new high-definition production called the Spirit of Oshkosh. So if somebody's been at AirVenture the past couple of years, they may suddenly see their face in that production.
I'm getting goosebumps already. Dick Nepenski with the EAA. Thanks for that update, sir.
Well, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
And for breaking general aviation news, log on to avweb.com. Check out the special books section. I think you'll like that. And sign up for our twice weekly free e-letter, Avweb Flash, from www.avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by IFR Refresher, packed with strategies and tactics from some of the nation's top CFIIs, airline captains, and corporate pilots who fly the system every day and really know what makes it tick. You can check it out or subscribe at www.ifr-refresher.com. Thanks for listening to our audiocast for today. Mike Blakeney reporting.